Bava Masur Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph. We continue our discussion of standards of quality that are understood between a Moichin and a Lekech. And here we have in the first Mishnah, what will be the fallout if a Lekech buys something and it's taka not up to quality? What are his rights vis-a-vis the Moichin? HaMoichin Peres Lechaveri V'loi Tzimchu. Ruvain sold Peres to Shimon and they didn't grow. What that means is like this. There are certain things that you sell to somebody else for planting. Seeds. You don't eat them. Apple seeds or other vegetable seeds, you go to a store and they sell you the seeds. Some things, clearly when you sell apples, you're not selling it for the seeds, you're selling it to eat. What happens if you sold him something which is ro'i l'zriya or la'achila? Let's say tvua kitnis, the things that could be planted and they could also be eaten. And lamaisa, they didn't grow. What happened is, between the two of them, they didn't make up whether the sale was a sale, lezriya, or lachila. So is there a taina mekachtois? Is there not a taina mekachtois? Says the Mishnah, v'afilu zera pishton, even if we're talking about zera pishton, which is the flax seeds, which b'derech klal, maybe today they're healthier and they suggested for different stomach problems, but lamaisa, it's not bad, it's not roi lachila. You could eat them. The halacha is, even though the assumption is they're lezriya, the moicher doesn't have to own up to the lekech's taina that they didn't grow, they didn't have a kerech zriya. I sold them to you lachila. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel loimer, zaroine gino she'ena necholin, seeds that you would buy, like we described before, tomato seeds, pumpkin seeds, v'chulei, she'enem necholim, that are only royal lezriya, chayv v'chuyusam. And this lachar is a double poshut. The Gemara says that there's a chsur mechzor lachikotoni. The whole Mishnah is Rav Shimon Gamliel, that in every case, einan chav b'achriusim, except for a case where it's klar, that it's being sold, lezriya, over there chav b'achriusim. Now the chiddush over here in this Mishnah is that even though you have, let's say, something like zera pishton, which mostly is lezriya, the mostly is not enough. And this goes straight to the sugya of what we call roif. L'chor roif should pask in this din Torah. That's a mekachtois. It was sold lezriya and it's not roi lezriya. It wasn't good. It was defective. And the fact that the moicher could say, I sold it l'achil, l'chor is connected to roif. So here we have a machloikis in the Gemara between Rav and Shmuel. And the psak halacha is that ein holcha momenach ha-roif. Even though roif b'chol ha-tur kuru ha-kar am l'hatois. The halach is that to be moitzi momen in a case of mekach tois, where there is a discrepancy between the moich and the lekech, whether it's a mekach tois, and roiv would have you decide that it's a mekach tois, you can't be moitzi momen from the moich. Let's point out something else. Obviously, if a lekech is coming back to a moich with a taina, let's say by zaroni gino, so then the halach is that he's allowed to get his money back because it's understood that it's a mekach tois. What happens if it's not clear why the seeds malfunctioned? It's possible that the ground was faulty, there wasn't enough rain, too much sun, etc., etc. If it's not clear that it was because of defective merchandise, Navada, every storekeeper has a right to say that the reason why the fridge that was plugged in didn't turn on is because there's something wrong with your electricity. It doesn't have to take the fridge back. It's only if it's proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that the defective nature is in the machine that was sold, so you can say mekach tois. That's a klal. Another point that should be made is b'derech klal, if somebody has a mekach tois, so then the lekeach who bought something defective, part and parcel of mekach tois is, he gives back the car and he gets back his money. He gives back the fridge, he gets his money. He gives back the cow, he gets his money. What happens if he doesn't bother with the cow? He lets the barn door open, and the cow that was found defective, he lets it wander away. He doesn't have a right to get his money back. Says anything that's defective, the opmach is that the lekech could define, we spoke about this in the last parak, the lekech can define the mekach as defective, and by giving back the mekach, the meicher then, that nullifies the sale, the meicher has to give his money. If the lekech is negligent, doesn't bring back the item that was sold, or that's subject to mekach tois, The Meicher does not have to give him back his money. L'chayra over here, when the Meicher gave the Lekech the seeds, the Lekech put them in the sand, in the ground. They disintegrate, right? They decompose. It's the way all seeds go. Is he giving back the seeds? Lekech's not giving back the seeds. Why doesn't the Meicher have a right to say, eh? When you bring back the merchandise, that's when you get back your money. And the answer is that if it was sold ba'ifin where legitimately you can't give it back, so then that clause is not binding. The giving it back is only because it's understood that the cow, the car, the whatever it is, belongs to the Meicher. But if it's something that's supposed to decompose, then Avada, the Lekech doesn't have to give it back and he can still ask for his money. Mishnah Beis. HaMeicher Pes Lachaveroi. HaRezim Mekabel Olov Roivat Tinofis Lusa'o. Somebody sells Peroi, so we said there's a certain amount of spoilage, a certain amount of not quality, that you could expect in every decent amount. You're never going to buy a whole barrel of pickles and not find one pickle that's not good. You're never going to find a whole thing of peiros that's not good. Now, what's the cutoff point on that? So the Mishnah over here defines that. Peiros, doesn't say what type of peiros. The Mefarshim understand that what we're talking about is different types of tvua. So then there's a roiva tinofis l'sa'o. There's a quarter of a saw. I'm sorry, a quarter of a kav for each saw. Now there's six kav in the saw. So basically we're talking about 6 times 4 is 24. It's a 24th. And if there's less than that, the mekach is kaim. It's understood that in every bag of produce, there's going to be a bad nut. And then the Meicher doesn't have to be mashlim. It's not pshat that the Meicher didn't deliver. The Meicher did deliver. That's the regular bag, kefi, what's understood, is that you have up to 1/24 of psalas. The same thing is true by te'enim. He sold him te'enim, dates. Sorry, figs. So he sold him 10 that are mituloys, 10 that are wormy l'chol meil. Adayoim, many figs are wormy, so why most people then have it sold, don't eat it. Most people with a reliable hechsher come out, they don't sell. Because it's almost impossible to get ones that are not metula. Martev shel yayin, a whole wine cellar, mekabel olov, eser, this is 10 barrels, koisesois is wine that's beginning to go so sour, hascholas lahachmitz, Lemeya for 100 kovios. Kankanim b'shoroin. He buys kankanim, the ground in shoroin. Shoroin is a place that was flat. That remembers the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol that we say in the Davening Yom Kippur, that the houses in shoroin shouldn't fall in because it was very soft ground. So over there, that's where they used to make pottery. So kankanim is earthenware. And over there they made, in a certain amount, you're going to get defective merchandise. Mekabel olov. Eser pisatziosois l'chol meil. And every 100, there's going to be 10. What's this word? Pitasiois means defective earthenware. And l'chol, this is a klal l'gabi all types of mekach tois. Now, what's interesting is one should point out that the Mishnah gives standards, and there's going to be other standards for other areas of sale. This is based on an understanding that's how much was then. What happens if the metzias changes? Then the halacha changes. The halacha is only subjective to the reality that was bisman hamishnah. So the marshal today, and this is an important halacha. If the FDA, let's say, is koveya a certain standard for spoilage, then that becomes the understanding between two parties. The halacha over here of this amount, the 24th, the 10th, is not based on any gzeres hakosov. It's based on an understanding, since that's normal. So then that becomes the unwritten agreement between two parties that this is the what the quality is. The same when you buy a car, there's a certain amount of wear and tear on the car, what's understood, whatever's normal. So this is what's normal. So if the FDA is keveya in New York State or New Jersey or in California, whatever it is, so then that becomes the normal standard. This is an example of where the minig can take over the halacha, not because the minig is mevatel the halacha. Some people think that dina de malchus the dina means that you could disregard halachas and shulchan aruch. What it means properly in this context is that an opmach between two people, an agreement between two people, is defined in context. If the minig ha-medina is kach v'kach, or if the dina de malchus is kach v'kach v'kach, so then that defines the relationship between two people. We'll give another example, a simple above a comedic example, the same idea. We understand that when two people are involved in a car accident, so the one who's responsible is chayv to pay the other one. What happens if somebody, the reason why he was responsible is because he didn't follow traffic signals, a stop sign, a yield, a red light, whatever it is, speed limit. And because of that, the other person crashed into him, let's say. Theoretically, you could say, well, traffic lights. I don't know anything in Mishnayis Bava Kama about traffic lights. All I know is whoever crashes into the other one is chayev. Yeah, but there's a reason why he crashed it. Because when you're on the road, the understanding is that that's the standard of the way you're supposed to drive, and negligence will be defined by the rules of the road. The rules of the road is the minhag ha-medina, but that will define the engagement between two people. So in Mekach HaMemka, it's the same thing. This is a very basic klal and it should be remembered.